But I just feel like as long as people see me up there, like the people I influence, they can continue to wear it and pop off. Like I got a lot of people I influence with this fashion, and it's like I just want them to keep popping off, you know, keep dripping. Like, like even if somebody talk about you, wear what you want, but make it like.
Can somebody just tell me what the hell is happening?
We don't know. We're all just waking up. Is there anything you know? Like, do you remember anything?
I think I was kidnapped.
Where is Locke? Locke? Oh, you mean my husband?
Hold up, hold up. You better stop right there before you say some shit you're gonna regret.
Regret?
She getting real.
And I never saw that coming. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Okay, it's KC Network. We are here live. Shout out to Greggy Westside, Westside Productions. We got Renzo in the building. And he brought a friend with him. I'm going to let her introduce herself real quick and where they can find her at.
I'm Kizzy. I'm designer of Shop Couture on Instagram. I'm a designer, make all my little stuff, you know what I mean? You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Shop Couture. So, yep.
Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you. Thank you for having me.
It's time to get into it.
Let's
come on now. Now, if y'all go back into history, y'all see him and me on the red carpet of the OEAs.
Fire.
I believe 2021. And 2022.
Yep.
I believe both.
I ain't see that footage from the new one though, bro.
I ain't either.
I ain't see none.
But
no
I
footage.
But I did see you on a couple others. But I didn't see
I ain't
yours.
Even get to see it.
You ain't seen none of them.
None of them.
We gotta get that.
I gotta get that.
Gotta get that to you. But man, it's been a journey. But I've seen the growth. Yeah. I've seen the determination. I've seen the drip, of course.
Man, stay with it. I don't know.
Different.
Stay with
man,
it.
But
know.
I also remember the why. So definitely tell them where they can find you and then let's get into the story.
Like you said, my name is Renzo LaDon. I'm a fashion designer. I'm based out of Akron, Ohio. Y'all can find me on every platform at Renzo LaDon, LaDon Wave, everything's the same on all the platforms.
I love it. So Renzo, man, where did the drip start? Tell us the first day you knew you started to be drippy, man.
I think I was like, for real, to be honest, bro, I've been drippy.
That part.
Like, since my mom, like, she used to just, like, clothe me, like, pick out stuff from her flavor and just put it on me. Like, I was a little model or something. Like, so I used to just go to church drippy with the suit.
Hats and everything.
Hats.
Really?
All crazy stuff. Then when I got my own, like, style,
yeah.
I started dressing myself. So it's like, I think since, like, I can really say I've been doing something crazy since, like, 14, 15, with my own flavor, though.
Definitely.
Not nobody else's touches. You know what I mean?
I love it. So, okay, so take us to that, because that's a transition to really embracing your style and believing in it, because you got to wear this every day.
Right.
Where did the confidence start to come in at 14? Like, why did that start to...
I got confident from wearing, like, y'all see it.
Come on.
Y'all see the fringe.
Come on.
Everything is fringe, right? And I think this is all Bible related,
yeah.
though. Because I got confidence from reading the scriptures out of the Bible, like Numbers 15:38. Because
mm-hmm.
it's like, I even got talked about, bro. People used to call me a magic carpet, all type of crazy stuff. Like, but now it's so crazy because everybody wearing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a wave, though. And so it's like, I feel like I got confident from out of the Bible because I believe in God.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I don't know about everybody else, but I believe in reading that them scripts. It's uplifting. It's power in that. So I put that script to the garments. Feel me?
So did you at 14 do that?
Facts.
Wow.
But these designs is only in the book though. See, I ain't had no money. I just had thought and vision.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I feel like though, like LaDon was produced in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But at 14, I was just making the designs.
Gotcha.
Wasn't doing nothing really with it, though. Like, right. Popping off or nothing.
But it's developing that
right.
idea.
Right.
So, okay, so at 14, the idea for a brand started to develop in your head?
Yeah. It's like, I want to do something one day. Like, I would just draw.
Mm.
Like, just do nothing with them, though. Just show my brother.
Okay.
Like, look, bro, like, you know? Now, or like, as I was growing from 14, 15, I'm like, man, one day I'm going to have a brand. Gotcha. Which is...
So, when did it start for you to become reality? Like, no, I really could have a brand. And it,
after
really
I
could do something.
After I got out of high school, cause I used to be an actor.
Mm.
I used to be a big actor, too. I was on TV.
Really?
A couple times. I had shoots and all that. But I got out of that industry. I'm like, man, I want to do something that's actually going to help our people. Help me, something I really want to do. Because I don't want to be in that. The actor industry no more. It's kind of evil.
It is.
It's kind of evil. So it's like, I didn't want to do that. So after high school, I got out of high school. I'm like, it's so crazy though, because I got out of high school and COVID hit.
Oh.
And then it's like, now I need to find something to do for real.
Yeah.
Because the bookings were slowing down. It just wasn't the same. Like, so I'm like, man, I'm going to start a brand. I swear I had all them designs.
So 2020. When you had to sit down.
Yep.
Gosh,
yep.
Okay.
Yep. And I had all them designs. I'm like, okay, this first design is going to be the t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's where I came. The original tees with the line on the front and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And so from then, it's like, just been blowing. Bro.
Just been developing it. Now, give us the, because it is scripture, religious, and it is deep. So give us the kind of the background with the garments and with kind of why it is more than just clothing. It is a deeper meaning.
Like I was saying, Numbers 15:38 is the scripture that's based off of LaDon, but I also...
Which is what? What is the scripture?
Numbers 15:38 is speaking to the children of Israel. We are the children of Israel. Mm-hmm. Each... so-called Black, Native American, Hispanic, they are the children of Israel. And God said to put fringes in the borders of your garments throughout all generations, and that people may look upon this fringe and remember the commandments and apply them to their life. So it's just a remembrance, for real, for real. And I also go off of Deuteronomy 22:5 that's talking about women must not wear what pertains to a man, and men must not wear what pertains to a woman. And if you do so, you are an abomination. And I don't want to be no abomination.
Right.
And I don't want our people to be abomination. So I spread that through the garments. Like, you will never catch no man in no dress. You will never catch no woman in no pants. Take it how you want. But that's how LaDon is.
Yeah. So
but it's all out of the Bible, though. I'm not just making this stuff up.
Fact.
You feel me?
It has... something for a foundation
exactly.
of where it's coming
mm-hmm.
from.
Exactly.
So when you do get that pushback, how do you stand firm in your beliefs?
I get a lot of pushback.
Yeah. I mean, hey, that's a heavy...
I just be
you just said women can't wear jeans.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
pants.
That's a... Like, that's a
big.
Real thing.
Right.
It took me a long time to take
even my
that...
mom, like... But they changed.
So I would love to hear a female perspective, because it definitely matters.
It definitely. See, the thing is, everything is spiritual. Like, people don't think it is, and I'm not saying everybody don't, but 99% of everything is spiritual. And like, even as far as like what you put on, how you represent yourself, like the best example he used that kind of made me think. It's now I'm picking. I'm choosing a side between Father and flesh.
Mm.
Because the thing is, it's like, it's always going to be a power struggle where you trying to figure out what side, how much, you know. But for me, pants, what example he used for me was, how would God feel if, you know, I come to the kingdom in little short, skirts showing my butt, showing my, you know, and not saying like I.
Skirts.
Skirts, short shirt skirts.
thought pants. He's saying pants.
Yeah, but I'm using an example for short skirts because I had went from pants to short skirts to skirts, just skirts, because I'm like, okay, well, skirts. So, you know, I'm doing something right. But it's even deeper than that, you know. Mm. But the thing is, though, it's like it makes you feel different as a woman, you know, like the way you carry yourself. It's better than your character. It's more than like the way you represent it yourself is bigger than everything. So it's like the first thing people are gonna look at is what you got on. That's the first people look at what you got on. That's the first thing. Presence, it's important too, you know what I mean? But coming out of wearing pants was so hard for me because I've been wearing pants my whole entire life. And nobody has ever told me it's anything wrong with it, mm-hmm. you know? It's just a part of, you know, and it's normal, it's normalized, but it's not right for women.
Right, but who normalizes it? That's the question.
It's normalized because it's really, it is deep. And it's like,
many. The fashion industry, they knew about these scripts and they went against them. Like, they went against how stuff's supposed to get done and put their own flavor on it.
Right.
Like made it cool to just.
Everything, like, stuff that shouldn't be normalized now is just normalized. So bad, so bad. But just to go back into the depths of skirts and just what, you know, got me from out of it, it was God. You know, I talked to God a lot about it. And whatever your spirit is for, you know, no one can really force you to do anything. Like, he couldn't force me to be like, we're out of pants. Like, no, I'm not. You know, that was a choice that I chose for myself because I knew that it was something that God wanted me to do, you know? And if it's something that makes you uncomfortable, because at a point in time, it started to make me uncomfortable. Like, wearing this made me uncomfortable. It's not sitting right with my spirit. I was getting the wrong attention. And that's another thing.
Yeah.
The wrong attention. No woman, and I'm not going to speak for other women. I'm going to speak for myself. A woman don't want to be catcalled. A woman don't want to be disrespected in that type of way where people feel like they know you enough to say certain stuff. And people only feel that way when you are kind of like putting yourself out there, you know, your titties showing. And I'm just going to be honest. Like, when things are out there, you're giving other people like that side of you where it's like, and I'm not saying men need to have control too. You know, I'm not just going to say women, because it's also a male control thing too, you know. But women, we do have to do better. You can't expect any man to respect you if you're going out half-ass dressed. I'm sorry, like, you just can't. And just same thing with men. If you want a woman to respect you, don't be coming out here half-ass dressed. It's the same. It's really the same thing. But I feel like women are kind of held on a different spectrum because of who we are, you know what I mean? And the same thing with men, just like y'all are supposed to be leaders. Y'all have a certain type of, what can I say? Y'all have a certain type of leadership that God held y'all to. Same thing with women. So it's like, I can't be a leader.
But it's not the same.
But it's not the same.
That is the difference.
It's a big difference, actually. And I want to be respected how I know I am. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm this person. I don't want nobody feeling like they can just disrespect me because I'm giving myself out there like that. I love to dress. I love to be sexy, whatever. You could be sexy and cover yourself up. You can, and this is things that I've learned throughout the time. You know, things don't happen overnight. Stuff happened to me over time where it was like, okay, Michaela, like, you don't, it's certain things you take it from this little episode that you're going to have to take for real. You know, it's nothing short, especially with how God moves, you know? So I know that was a lot, but nothing happens over a lot.
No, but it's important to note that is the struggle. Understanding why you're doing it.
Exactly.
And then expressing that to others to where even if they don't believe what you believe, they know you serious.
There you go.
So I got you.
I got to work on my explanation, explanations. But yeah, you got it.
So for you, Renzo, how important was it for you to become a better leader when you started this brand?
I'm still learning, bro.
Man, me too.
I'm still learning.
Every day.
That's
every
so day, honest.
Literally. Like, I feel like, though, once I started reading the scripts, that's when I became, like, not, you can read them all day. But when you apply them to your life, though,
100%.
You feel me? Once you apply them to your life, that's when you change, bro. You're going to see
it. It changes everything.
Everything.
It changes everything.
Literally.
You stand firmer on what you truly believe in. Mm-hmm. So I definitely commend you for not only accepting it, because the thing about it is God probably told us at 6. God probably told us at 7, but it was like we was probably not paying attention. We probably didn't
wasn't
care
there
enough.
Yet.
We wasn't there. But when we got there, how many people still run away?
That's
so you didn't run away.
It's like people pick a side.
They're picking a side without even knowing.
Right.
So for you to know and to pick and to choose wisely, man, it's only going to breed you more success.
Right.
So as the brand grows, what is for you the ultimate goal for the brand? And I know it has the, but I want to speak specifically business, like, because we can't get away from, it takes money to make change. It does. It is what it is, and God understands that as well. So what is the business aspect for you, the goal for your brand moving forward, to help as many as they can?
Like, long-term goal is I want to have as many stores around this world, because it's Israelites. Like, in the Bible, it says we were scattered around the whole world. You would go to Britain and it'd be an Israelite, you know? Like, I want to have LaDon stores everywhere where everybody can get the garments, whether they can afford them. I'm going to have that high-end, that original, everything. Like, that's my
goal. For every class.
Every class of people. Can't nobody just be like, damn, that's too much.
Right.
Everybody can afford it. Even the people that got money. Oh, shit, this is $20. You know? You never know. That's really my goal, bro. I just want to reach the world, bro.
So make it more of a commoner thing to wear with the understanding of what it represents.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, this stuff is hard. I'm still trying to help the people, too. That's the big goal.
That's,
like,
the big,
help.
That's the big thing.
I'm trying to help.
And that's why it's going to take longer.
Right.
Because you're not just doing it
for the money.
You're doing it for a purpose. But that's why we got to remember why we need the money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because we'll be doing all this for people, and we wonder why we can't do more or can't. Or we always have to stop and regroup.
Oh, wow.
Because we didn't understand why we needed the tool of money.
Right.
And why God placed us in the positions to receive it, to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Not to receive it to take and use it for us, to use it for what we were talking about.
Reinvesting. Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's going to give us more.
Preach, right. That's what I preach a lot. Reinvesting money. We was just reading, like, it's not good to save your talents.
Nope.
It's not good. You got to keep investing and keep redoing it so you can get more and help more.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the OEAs real quick, kind of your experiences these past few years, and just being a part of a culture, being a part of the fashion culture. Like, how is that for you?
The first year I got nominated for one of the best clothing brands, that felt good. Because I always think, like, damn, I ain't getting that much support.
Yeah.
Whole time, somebody noticed enough.
Yeah.
I ain't win it, though. But I still felt good to just be nominated, like, just to see it, like, damn.
Yeah.
It just drove me more to keep pushing, keep popping, you know? Then this year I was nominated for Fashion Mogul. And I ain't win that either.
That's okay.
Great.
But, you're right. Like you said, it's okay.
Nah, for real. I'm 3 for 7. Like, I've only won 3 out of the 7 I've been. Like, I didn't win them all.
That's tough. But you did.
But I won one. I won one.
You deserve them, bro.
I appreciate it.
But I just feel like as long as people see me up there, like, the people I influence, they can continue to wear there and pop off. Like, I got a lot of people I influence with this fashion. And it's like, I just want them to keep popping off, you know? Keep dripping, like, even if somebody talk about you, where would you want, but make it like your style, though, you know? Like, that's what I'll try to influence.
Absolutely. And for you, what is your ultimate goal for your brand and for the and your impact in the fashion world?
Well, I'm gonna answer your first question. My goal for my brand is, I say that my brand is like for men and women, but I say specifically women. I want to like help women dress in modesty and still feel like that girl. You know, a lot of women, they dress and they think when they throw on some modest clothes, it's like it's taken away from them, you know? I want women to know you can still be that girl and still put that stuff on, okay? And I'm a great representation of that, okay? I got that stuff on and I'm still modest. I'm still modest. So it's like, with my brand, that's one of the things. I have a lot of personal goals within myself that I push myself to do. And I'm not trying to sound like selfish, but a lot of the like goals I do have is personal goals. So it's like, I try to see what can I do? Like first, I apply myself to it. And then it's like, whatever I do, I try to like just get better at it. Like basically whatever I told myself in the past I can't do, I'm coming back for it, you know? So with my brand, I'm just taking it to heights. It's not really like, I wouldn't even say I have like a, I know I want a store. I know I want things for myself, but like, I'm just, I want to just like reach heights that I didn't think I could reach. Yeah. You know, just do things that I didn't think that I could do, you know? Make things that I would never imagine. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm getting passionate.
Good.
I'm getting passionate.
But
yeah, and it's like, okay, so like I'm starting to make these beaded bras and I just kind of want to like, I want to just be a good representation of like whatever you put your mind to, you can do it. Whether it's a business, whether you, whatever you want to do, like you can literally do it. And that's what I'm telling myself right now too, with my businesses, with the things I'm pushing into my business. Like it was a lot of stuff I doubted myself for a long time. And now I see myself coming out of it. Like, I can do that. So with my business, I will say that I want to reach heights. I want to reach those type of heights for myself. If other people witness it, that's beautiful. I love when other people can witness my work and take it in, and you know, but a lot of the things I create is for myself. It's like, it's things that keep me at peace. You know, creating is like a peace thing for me. It's not like something I just like, you know, and if people like it, I love it, you know, but it's really a personal thing. I don't know your second question.
No, I love it because you answered it in full.
Okay, I did it.
I'm going to start with you and then I'm going to come back to you because we're coming to the close, but I really want to talk about the fashion world real quick. For you, how do you see the fashion industry in Ohio and in Akron?
To be honest, I feel like, and don't beat me up for this, y'all, but in Akron, I feel like everybody, not everybody, because, you know, there's those people that are themselves, that have their own individual style, but Akron is kind of like it's more of a name brand. Like, that's all people care about. As long as you got on some Gucci Prada, I don't even care Gucci, whatever name brand, people care about the labels more than anything. It's not more fashion, it's more label. How much money it look like you got, how much money you can look like, you know, and it's not real. You know what I mean? When you dress in to look like you got, or when you just don't have that certain individuality within yourself, you can tell it. Even when you dress it, and I feel like that's Akron, it's like labels. And don't get me wrong, there is people that can dress. There is people that put that stuff on. I can name a couple other people, but Akron is more about labels. It's not about fashion. You know what I mean? That's what I'm gonna say. Ohio, in the Broaden, you meet some beautiful people. It's like, wow, like you really got that stuff on, you know? And then, you know, you see it. But fashion is kind of like, depending on where you at, like it can be a certain thing where it can motivate you in your style, or it can kind of keep you in that same box with everybody else. You know what I mean? And you can break out of it or if you want, but that's just Akron. It's labels. It's not like, oh, you know, people care about what you Gucci, you know? So that's how I would answer it.
Excuse me,
the question again.
I'm sorry.
The fashion industry in Akron and Ohio, your viewpoint.
To be honest, bro, all honesty, we on the King's Tip Network, right?
Come on. Yeah, we honest.
I really don't care, bro, about actor industry fashion, because we relocating anyway. we not even about to be here for long. Like, so, I don't know what's about to happen to this industry down here. Like, all I see is, I don't know.
Do you feel like you need to move away to get closer to what you need to
feel? As long as I'm here in Akron, like, this is Cleveland. Cleveland has brought way more opportunities than Akron. So, as long as I'm in Akron, I won't reach the highest level I can get. Like, my relocation is important for the brand.
Yeah.
Like, definitely need to relocate. And it's going to real soon. So, I don't really know what's going to happen to the Ohio fashion industry. Like, because I'm not even focused on that no more. I done already set the wave, you know, made my name. That's what I'm about to just, you know, get up out of here. Go flood somewhere else.
10,000%. So, my last question, it's our last question here on the King City Network. It's called Get It Off Your Chest. And it's just whatever you want to do, whatever you need to say to the fans, the haters, the industry, whatever you need to get off your chest before we see you again, maybe before Akron see you again in the next 20 years, whatever you need to get off your chest.
I respect everybody. I thank everybody for the support, whether it's good, whether it's bad. I embrace everything because I don't want to just, damn, they hating on me, let me not fuck with them.
Yeah.
One day y'all gonna fuck with it. Yeah. And I'm gonna embrace everything and everybody. I'm not gonna be the one to be like, nah, you was hating on the shit. You can't get this. Mm. You know?
Ooh, you got a good heart.
Like, I'm embracing, bro. I embrace, bro. Like, I want everybody to just, one day, if y'all not on the wave now, just come down the line. Y'all might see y'all favorite entertainer or favorite podcast person in it. Who knows?
Come on.
Like, y'all gotta wait until they take.
Right.
You come get this drip now.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say. Cause people out there.
I love it.
I would have to say the same. Well, I'll have to say, first of all, thank you. Thank you for everybody that has supported me. Thank you to everyone that believes in me and, you know, just show me that love. Be yourselves. You know, continue to be yourselves unapologetically. If things don't align with you, then don't. You're never forced to do it. You know what I mean? Just like, I can't force you guys to. Yeah, you can't be forced to do anything, you know? So be yourself. Always want the best for other people. And continue to be grateful. Everyone, you know? Make that money. Make good vibes. And
that's the get it off your chest?
That's the get it off my chest.
Okay.
I don't got nothing else to say.
Okay.
Oh, if you want to do something, put your mind to it, you'll do it. Period. You get it done too. You'll be like, I did that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Also, I would never really be like, I can't do it. I always be like, I think I can. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I really don't know, but I think I can. And you liable to get the shit done.
You liable for sure.
Well, we appreciate y'all.
I thank you, bro, for the opportunity. Right.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't.
Bringing us on the show.
That
for
was
everything,
a
bro.
Blessing.
And we out of here.
I went for it.
Oh, I didn't even see it. Look, it's been. There's gonna be a collage one day of how many handshakes I put out there. So that's just one of my. I just got one back. I didn't put handshakes out here. And we're out.
Oh, hi. You must be Joe Pitts, right?
Yeah, that's me.
What's this? Okay, so I'm gonna be in Miami for a whole week, so I figured I can make some money here while I'm gone.
By turning your crib into a dewdrop egg?
Better hope you didn't make a spare house key.
Hey, babe.
Joe, what are you still doing here? What did you do to my house?
You like what I did with the place?
Joe had already printed off the contract, right? I know. Now, somehow he wrote that he's a long-term tenant and not short-term.
Like a roommate?
Good morning, Riley.
You're gonna have to go down to the courthouse and file an eviction.
What about my home? What about my things? How am I supposed to sleep with a strange man in my house?
We've looked into Joe Pitts. He has no criminal record, not even a traffic ticket.
You so need to go shopping, babe.
So he's harmless.
You see how easily accidents can happen?